think that the app is based on a lot of evidence-based concepts. So even though I know a lot of apps promise the world, you know, I think in doing this, we involve students along the way. So obviously we knew our market. We knew, like, are you going to respond to this? And then we actually had input from them. So I feel like in that way, it was very well tailored to the user.
Today, it seems that apps of every kind, promising to do everything, are all the rage, and mental health is no exception. Here at UT Austin, a new app called Thrive at UT, geared toward enhancing the well-being and success of its students, was recently launched. My guests today are going to give us the full scoop. Hi, I'm Ike Evans of the Hawk Foundation for Mental Health. You're listening to Into the Fold, the Hawk Foundation podcast. Hawk Foundation is a mental health grant-making foundation and part of the University of Texas at Austin. To learn more about the history of the Hawk Foundation, our numerous grant programs, as well as the many exciting things that we have on the horizon, visit us at www.hog.utexas.edu. Hog is spelled H-O-G-G. With us today is Chris Brownson, Associate Vice President for Student Affairs and Director of the Counseling and Mental Health Center at the University of Texas, Elena Beiser, Integrated Health Counselor, and I'm sorry, your title?
Assistant Director for Prevention and Outreach.
And Katie Redd, Assistant Director of Prevention and Outreach, to talk about Thrive, its development, and their hopes for its deployment and use. So, Chris, Katie, Elena, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Yeah, happy to be here.
Okay, so I first found out about this through, I think it was a press release on the UT Austin News site. And in it, Chris, I think you were quoted as saying that this app is specifically for UT Austin students. So what exactly does that mean?
Well, when you go through the app, you'll see that it has a look and feel that is really uniquely UT. In some of the videos we do, we feature UT students. There's pictures of campus. So we try to make it customized and feel like it is for students at UT, because in fact it is. But the content is really applicable to anybody.
Okay. So if, and I guess this is for all three of you, if you could say some things about, you know, how the idea for the app first came about, and I guess the major milestones in the course of its development that finally got us to this point.
Sure. So I think as far as the inspiration for the app, you know, we work with students, obviously, at the Counseling Center all the time. And in addition to seeing people for direct services, we also have a mind-body lab. And that's an area where students can come and do self-guided, you know, listen to self-guided audio and video for things to help them with stress management and other factors. And what we saw was growing popularity in that. And that, coupled with the fact that we know that mobile phone use is huge, that more and more students are accessing information on mobile phones, it just seemed to all coalesce to help us realize that it would be really neat to be able to deploy something that created that kind of an opportunity for students to learn about these basic well-being skills in a mobile phone device.
Okay. So, I mean, are you tracking how many downloads that there have been so far?
Sure, yeah. I mean, so far, the response has been tremendous. I mean, when you think about an average app and how many downloads it experiences in its first year, we're practically there already in 2 weeks. So downloads have been great. The student, we've been primarily, and I know you can talk mm-hmm. about this more, using word of mouth, because we want this, it's really, not only was it developed for UT students, we really had a lot of input from UT students along the way. So I think, you know, when we initially had this idea, we came to students and we asked them, what would be important? What would you want to see in the app? How much time would you want to engage in the app? And got a lot of feedback from them. And so we really are also relying on them to get the word out, to, you know, use it. And then if they're happy with it, which so far seems like they are, then to promote it to fellow students and friends.
And I'll say that the idea for word of mouth trying to spread this through word of mouth is not because we think it's a good idea. It's because students told us that that's how they find out about things and that's how they want to find out about things. So we conducted focus groups with students where we asked them, focus groups just for marketing, and we asked them, how would you like to find out about something like this? What would make you more likely to download it? And universally, students said, I can see a flyer for it, that's great. I can hear about it from a professor, that's awesome. But if a friend tells me that they like it and they want and that I should download it, that's going to be my trigger to download it.
Okay, and for those listening, we just heard from Elena Beiser and Katie Redd, respectively. Thank you very much. So I have actually downloaded the app myself, and I haven't started using it yet. I mean,
you got to use it. It's a great app.
Yes, okay. And I'm looking at it, and it's got the colorful fonts, and it looks very friendly. So maybe if one of you could kind of walk me through, like, just what the experience of the app is and some of its more salient features.
Right. So you know what? I'll pick up my phone so we can kind of do a tour along, because I see you have your phone out. So I think.
Well, I'm gonna get mine out.
Yeah. Why don't we go get our phones out? That way. Yeah. As you have questions, you gotta say. So initially, as you go into the app, you'll see, we launched with 7 topics. Again, got a lot of direction from students as to what those topics would be. And then you see they're kind of non-hierarchical. So, student scrolls through.
Okay, so I'm seeing gratitude, community, moods, mindfulness, thoughts, self-compassion, and mindset.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. And so, as a user, you kind of see what piques your curiosity. And then you just go in, and then you're introduced to the topic with a quote.
Okay, and for each topic, there's a comments button and a resources button.
Right.
Okay, and I imagine that the resources button is what kind of takes you into the guts of what that particular part of the app affords.
So actually, the resources is meant to be a place you can come back to if you want additional information. So so once you launch into the quote, then really that becomes kind of your gateway into this episode of...
I get it. Yeah, okay.
And...
So you mentioned the quote. I'm looking at one now by Willie Nelson under gratitude.
Right.
And let me just read it.
Yeah.
When I started counting my blessings, my whole life turned around.
Mm-hmm. And so, again, when we talk to students, they felt like quotes, things that are inspirational, things that kind of like, eloquent ways to kind of put a complex topic into, a few words was helpful. Then we start with a video, which obviously we don't have time, nor can we show the video on air, but the videos are unscripted mini documentaries of students sharing their story in a way that the topic kind of relates to their own lives.
Okay. So, Elena, your job title is integrated health counselor. I just stole that from the website.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it doesn't fully embody everything that you are to the organization. I mean, job titles rarely do. I guess one question that I had was, maybe how does the app sort of embody the spirit of what it is that you try to accomplish in your job here?
Well, I'll take this moment to just say something about Alana in terms of doing this, because this was, you're right, as a counselor in our integrated health program, this app development is not a part of Alana's job description.
Right.
And she came to me one day with this idea of pursuing a grant for this Longhorn Innovation Fund for Technology, which is available on campus, and really dreamt this up, and then worked closely with Katie in terms of developing the content areas and which things we should be doing. So I think it's just an example of, and I'll just to pay you such a huge compliment that you deserve, is just her initiative in terms of coming up with this and her vision in terms of something that would be helpful for students that I'm imagining you glean from your everyday conversation with students.
Exactly. Yeah. I was definitely inspired by a lot of one-on-one work with students and realizing the kind of tools that can be helpful, because I think definitely it's not meant at all to even try to replace, a counseling session. But I think in counseling with students, and I'm sure in the outreach that Katie does, we realize that there's also a much needed opportunity for students to be able to engage in these topics independently on their own, you know, and also to be able to do so in a consistent way. And so one of the things that's unique about the phone, as opposed to finding this information on a pamphlet or a website or a workshop, is that once you sign up for the notifications, which we can probably get to later, but once you sign up for the notifications, that's a way that you're enabling the phone to continue to reach out to you on a daily basis. If that's something that you want to learn or develop or practice, it's giving you opportunities to do that. And so I think through our work here, we realize that that's an important piece to kind of complement students' everyday needs.
Okay.
And I'll say a piece, too, about the the videos. That was really intentional as well. We wanted to include real student stories. One of the things that I hear from students a lot is, I feel like I'm the only one who's going through this. I feel like I'm the only one who didn't do as well in this class that I wanted to, or is, kind of dealing with this setback in my life, because it's not something we commonly talk about, because it makes us pretty vulnerable. And that was something we wanted to make sure was in the app, were stories of students and hearing from them in their words, their experience of going through maybe a setback or a failure or something that didn't go quite the way they wanted it to, and then kind of what they did to manage and get through that.
Okay.
So that's an important feature of the app as well.
Okay. So, I mean, as I alluded to in my lead-in, there are apps nowadays for pretty much everything you can imagine.
Sure.
And it's pretty remarkable how narrowly tailored some of them are. So given that the scientific consensus is still emerging on the value of apps, was there any kind of a sell job that had to be done to kind of convince the higher-ups? Don't really know who that is in your case. of the value and kind of the potential gain from bringing this to fruition.
I kind of felt like when Alana when she came to me with this idea, and we knew that the only way it was going to happen was receiving this grant funding, because we didn't have anything in our budget for app development. And when she told me about this group that we would be applying to, which is typically places funding different projects that have been funded are a lot of high-tech classroom innovations and things that usually come out of engineering or computer sciences. I think when Alana was telling me about this, I thought, we're going to definitely get this grant, because there's something intuitively obvious about how helpful this is, I think. And of course, this is a psychologist talking, so you have to take that in the context in which I'm providing it. But it seems like this is just such an obviously helpful tool for students. But we'll see. We've been really pleased with the number of downloads that we've had. Our feedback so far, Katie was just telling me this morning, has been that 100% of the users so far have said that they would recommend it to a friend, which is a great indicator of success for us. So we'll see. But we feel really good about the app and feel like it's going to be a really useful tool for students.
Okay.
And I think that the app is based on a lot of evidence-based concepts. So even though I know a lot of apps promise the world, I think in doing this, we involve students along the way. So obviously we knew our market. We knew, are you going to respond to this? And then we actually had input from them. So I feel like in that way it was very well tailored to the user. But even still, as far as the concepts we imparted, these are, evidence-based as far as knowing things like mindfulness are going to help this, student well-being. Even things like, what Katie alluded to, normalizing concepts, normalizing student experiences of stress, those are all things that, again, we know are really helpful. So I think, even though there are a lot of creative things that we put in the app, we did so with a lot of intentionality and based on things that we know typically work.
Okay.
And we also know, research is showing that the importance of resilience and grit and persistence to academic success is, these life skills are what is the percentage?
75%
make up for someone's academic success.
Right.
Right. And so although this is an app to enhance well-being, there probably is some utility to enhance academic progress as well.
Okay, so given that you're all members of an academic community, has much thought been given to, the extent to which the users of the app can kind of serve as a test bed for maybe down the line innovations or further uses of technology in helping people achieve wellness, I guess. Because I imagine that there's some data collection going on.
Yeah, well, I think certainly. I mean, there's so much talk right now about the applications of technology in higher education, whether it's online tools to enhance learning, and so we've been very interested, as you're pointing out, in the health and wellness areas about how we can leverage technology to also have those kinds of impacts for our students. So a part of this grant and a part of our thoughts through this process has also been collecting data throughout and, you know, being curious about what people's experiences are with this and the possible utility of being able to use this kind of technology to do other kinds of things, whether it's expanding the app to include other modules, whether it's, you know, spawning ideas for other kinds of technological interventions that might be helpful in this area. But maybe y'all can talk some about our data collection plans and what we're doing around that.
Sure. Well, there's a few ways we're tracking. I mean, we can track the number of downloads through Google Analytics, right? Mm-hmm. What else are you able to track?
And through Apple. You know, obviously, each time someone downloads the app, we get information about mm-hmm. that. So, you know, basic information about popularity of the mm-hmm. app. And then through the comment section, a lot of direct feedback from students as to what they found helpful in the app.
Mm-hmm. Because it's an app, we can also see what the ratings are in the App Store. That gives us some feedback, right? We take all of this together. And then there's also a survey that's launched about halfway through the app itself when users have been, after they've done 3 or 4 modules, they get prompted to take a quick survey. Right now it's 1 question, and we plan to expand to 2 questions. We just wanted to see what people's kind of tolerance for that would be. The question right now that we ask is, would you recommend this to a friend? And we chose that question specifically because it gives us a really good gauge of whether students are liking what they're seeing. Mm-hmm. And that's what Chris mentioned, that 100% of people who filled out that survey have said that they would recommend it to a friend.
Okay. So, iPhone users, Thrive at UT can be found at the App Store. It took me about a minute to download, so it's pretty simple. Elena Beiser, Katie Redd, and Chris Brownson, thanks so much for availing us of your time and your experience, and best of luck with the app and its future deployment.
Thank you. Appreciate it.